Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 21st, Thankful Tuesday. You know what that means. Call me, text me, write me a message in the sky reminding me of God's faithfulness in your life so that we can celebrate alongside you. Our first passage today is Isaiah chapter 42, verses 10 through 17. And this is a song of praise to the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praises from the ends of the earth. Sing, all you who sail the seas, all you who live in distant coastlands. Join in the chorus, you desert towns. Let the villages of Kedar rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Shout praises from the mountaintops. Let the whole world glorify the Lord. Let it sing his praise. The Lord will march forth like a mighty hero. He will come out like a warrior full of fury. He will shout his battle cry and crush all his enemies. He will say, I have long been silent. Yes, I have restrained myself, but now, like a woman in labor, I will cry and groan and pant. I will level the mountains and hills and blight all their greenery. I will turn the rivers into dry land, and I will dry up all the pools. I will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them and smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say, you are our gods, will be turned away in shame. One practical application in this passage is to learn a new song, a praise song to the Lord. Do you have one on your playlist that is new to you? If not, maybe just do a quick search of something for a new song. Or even better, ask the Lord to put a tune in your heart. Write down the words. Send them to me. That would be something I'm super grateful for. Where we praise the Lord. Here in Isaiah, he's praising the Lord because he's the mighty hero. And because he is creator of all. He goes down through the seas and the coastlands and those who are in Kedar and Selah. Ultimately, he asks Israel to praise the Lord because he will be the one to level the mountains and the hills and blight all the greenery. He's in control of it all. And as verse 16 says, he will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. And so if this way feels a little bit rocky and unfamiliar to you, I pray that the Lord would help you today by assuring you of his presence and reminding you that he never leaves you nor forsakes you. Our second passage is Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. Have I mentioned before that I love the book of Acts? Okay, maybe a few times, but this story is one of the reasons. Here, Paul meets Priscilla and Aquila, and the gospel goes forward through their partnership in ministry. Starting in verse 1 of chapter 18. Then Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he became acquainted with a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently arrived from Italy with his wife, Priscilla. They had left Italy when Claudius Caesar deported all Jews from Rome. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers just as he was. Each Sabbath found Paul at the synagogue trying to convince the Jews and Greeks alike. And after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the word. He testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed and insulted him, Paul shook the dust from his clothes and said, "Your blood is upon your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go preach to the Gentiles." Then he left and went to the home of Titius Justus. a Gentile who worshiped God and lived next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, and everyone in his household believed in the Lord. Many others in Corinth also heard Paul, became believers, and were baptized. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, "Don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack and harm you. For many people in this city belong to me." So Paul stayed there for the next year and a half, teaching the Word of God. You know, I tend to think of Paul as a superhero, someone who would never be afraid. So I'm kind of comforted by this passage that the Lord came to him in a vision. And he said to Paul something that I often need to be reminded. Don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. Why? Verse 10, "For I am with you." And this is a promise for all believers. When the Lord Jesus went to be on the throne in heaven, he ascended. What did he tell us? "And I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." Our psalm for today is Psalm 100. We're supposed to read verses 1 and 2, and I just have to read the whole thing because I love Psalm 100. Two of my children learned it when they were in kindergarten, and it's just a meaningful psalm to me. In the New Living Translation, it's a little different than I learned it, so I hope I'll be able to do it well. Here we go. "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Thankful Tuesday. Let us take time to reflect, to think about a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God that we are thankful for. Today, as we think about what we're thankful for in the Lord, we want to praise the Lord because he is present with us. He is Emmanuel. And so I want to read a prayer written by Melissa Spolstra in that regard. And then we'll take some time to individually thank the Lord for a person, a place, and a thing. I'm grateful alongside Joel Burks for the way that his daughter Maggie can bring such joy in the lives of others. Maggie brought me a lot of joy a couple of weeks ago when she came to one of Webb's ball games. And she also has brought Joel's grandparents a lot of joy. I saw a picture recently of them together. And so, Joel, we celebrate the Lord's goodness alongside you. Will you pray with me? Emmanuel, we know that you are here. We know that we are not alone. You were born of a virgin. You are our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Help us trust you more and more. Grow our faith so that we might love and serve you today. Lord, help us to trust our future in your hands. You see all that is ahead for us. We want to reach for your hand when life is scary, rather than looking other places for comfort and strength. And so now we turn our eyes in gratitude for what you have done for us. We think of someone with whom you have blessed us. We call out their name to you, Lord, in thanksgiving. We thank you for a place. Could be a place in our house, could be a place where we encounter you, could be a place of humility, place on our knees. We thank you for something, anything, Lord, that brings joy and reminds us of your goodness. And we thank you for each other and the blessing we have of being in community with others who love you and want to serve you. Most of all, we thank you for your Spirit who lives within us, reminding us of the words of Jesus, our Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.